Creek, where I grew up. So certainly lots of views on this. And if you've got something that you'd like to share, you can send a text on 0467922666 or call Adam and myself on 1300 681666.
We are one. Every Aussie has a story about the ABC. Just ask Tim Minchin.
The ABC, it's very hard to quantify its worth, that there is a reliable source of information, that there is a mirror that isn't too corrupted, that can be pointed at us as a culture. I think it is invaluable. I can't imagine having that not there, doing what it does.
Share your stories at abc.net.au/yours.
Well, it's been a celebration of courage, determination, human spirit as well. The Invictus Games, they drew to a close on the weekend after what was an enormous week of fantastic competition. Not sure if you got to see any, but it was pretty amazing. We had those updates on the news most nights and also coverage on iView. And lots of inspirational sportsmanship. Behind the scenes of the competition, there were thousands of staff, volunteers, supporters, including some with four paws and a wagging tail. Indigo Service Dogs Australia trained service dogs that provide security assistance, friendship for veterans and also for first responders with post-traumatic stress and other mental health-related situations as a result of trauma during service. And they assisted with placing therapy dogs with Australian and international competitors at the 2018 Invictus Games. With us this morning, retired Brigadier Mark Holmes, Chairman of Integra Service Dogs Australia, and Ben Johnson, CEO and co-founder of Integra Service Dogs Australia, who are both with us. Good morning. Great to have you along. Tell us, how were the games and how were the dogs received?
G'day, Dan. Look, it was a tremendous experience for our volunteers and ourselves and the work that we were doing with the competitors in particular and our wonderful, wonderful dogs. It was just quite a profound experience, and we had so much interest in the dogs and the program that we are providing in terms of the service and support. Many, many experiences by our wonderful volunteers working with the competitors at each event and then in Invictus Games House with a firm base there where we had a range of dogs that people could come up and spend time with, some mattresses on the floor where we had quite we had 20 to 30 competitors, you know, every day coming in and checking in morning and afternoon just to spend time with the dogs and just to reground themselves and get ready for their events. It was just a tremendous experience.
Ben, you've got Tank here. Was Tank one of the dogs that was there?
Tank has been in Sydney the last 10 days and he's had an extraordinary time, and on any number of occasions he was actively sought out by all those extraordinary competitors Mark mentioned. So he went out to the powerlifting, he was in the indoor rowing, he was at medal ceremonies behind the team supporting men and women who were having a challenging time and had a great opportunity to settle with him.
What did that support look like? What was Tank able to, and the other dogs that were there, what were they able to offer?
So essentially, just help that competitor ground themselves with the stress and anxiety they were dealing with. I mean, they were preparing themselves for a major international tournament, a lot of excitement and a lot of adrenaline running through, and at different stages when that succeeded or completed an event, the sort of post-match high or going out on this to receive their medals and walking out in front of a stadium full of 2,000 or 3,000 people. So the dog escorted them, the dog was there for them to interact with, or the dog rested and slept with them. So those small, simple things enabled people to deal with a highly complex, busy and stressful environment.
Ben, tell us all about a couple of the examples which really sit in your heart as well as your mind of seeing Tank do, and others just like Tank, doing this work.
Look, there are many, many examples. Adam, as Mark said, an illustration, Matty Brumby, the co-captain of the Australian team, he's been working with Dido, one of our little black Labradors, over the course of the week, and Matty's coming down to Canberra today to work with us for the course of this week. So Matty won a whole bag of individual gold, but as a credit to him and the entire team, on regular occasions he'd come back each day, each morning after events, recharge with Dido, go out and do some work with her. We had some of the enormous powerlifters and weightlifters, men and women, coming down and lying on the mattresses, playing with the dogs, spending hours sometimes with the dogs as they prepared for an event or relaxed after an event. really any number, Adam, of extraordinary interactions and really helped those people stay on track. And yesterday when we left, we had a whole stream of those competitors come up to us and thank us and thank the Dogs to say they wouldn't have actually been able to succeed and compete through the whole games without the Dogs being there to support them.
And you spoke previously about the knowledge you have of how important these Dogs are, but did some of that response from the athletes and the competitors even exceed what you thought would happen and how the positive output that you would see too?
Yeah, the validation of the program was you know, every day and quite extraordinary. We're really quite we're taken by many examples of, you know, just being asked to come over, and we've got a person, you know, or one of a fellow competitor come over and having some difficulties, and you're walking towards them and they're obviously uncomfortable and stressed, and some of them have, you know, physical manifestations of their stress, and they're, you know, having difficulty just holding their hands or with a range of tics, and immediately the Dog turns up and the hands drop down, the shoulders sink a little, and they just relax and calm down and just spend time with the Dog. But everybody around them also sees that effect, and just being in the presence of the animal. Yeah, that's exactly right. On the closing ceremony, we in one of the quiet rooms with a range of the Dogs, and a number of people came in, and their support people with them go, "Oh, puppies." And it was just quite extraordinary. That's exactly right. And you just feel, you could see the tension in the individual, but as they walk towards the Dogs and then sit down and spend time, certainly with Hooper, who was here with us the last time we visited, and with me at that particular event, they he had a tangible effect in a positive way on settling those folk down and helping them enjoy the event, and in some cases were able to go back out and rejoin the ceremony. So very, very positive.
It strikes me as one of the real powers of the Invictus Games is about having that conversation that we've found it really difficult to grapple with as a society. I wonder how you reflect on that after seeing last week and the groundswell around Sydney Park where most of the things are happening, but also around Australia we're seeing social media posts and real engagements with this. Ben, what do you think about that?
Look, I think the Games just amplified the importance of having a conversation about mental health and for people to be able to put their hands up with them, their family and their support network and say, "I'm not travelling that well, I actually need some help," and to reach out and find the multiple ranges of supports that are there, whether they're assistance Dogs or whether they're a range of clinical support. But that was so evident to us. There were very proud people there competing as international athletes, but all of them were very, very humble and very happy to be there as ambassadors for mental health as well as for sport. And that's ultimately what Invictus obviously is about, is the power of sport as therapy, and those individuals and their families being able to say, "I wasn't travelling so well, but I reached out, sought help, and I'm on that journey to recovery." And we saw that, as I said, time and time again. And we had national team managers come up to us and say, "You know, we never had Dogs at Toronto. Having Dogs in Sydney has made a world of difference to our entire teams. Are you guys, or are we going to have Dogs at the next Invictus Games?" And we graciously said, "Well, that would probably be a matter for the Invictus Games Foundation." But that just amplifies the level of interest and the power of providing great support, a range of support systems to people suffering with post-traumatic stress and other mental health challenges.
Yeah, and this is in the frame of military and those who we've asked as a country to go abroad and often see things that are very confronting, or first responders here at home who respond to very confronting situations. But this is a broader conversation about our health, isn't it? I wonder, what do you say to someone who might not be sure where you start, how to have that first conversation?
Yeah. Oh, that's a very challenging question, Dan. I think that, yeah.
It's what we're grappling with,
isn't it? Yeah, but Dave, just to try and speak out and to try. But, you know, in our line of work in particular, the Dogs can start the conversation sometimes. Mm. We had many of our volunteers talk about the profound conversations that they were having with people. Now, you know, we just said, let the Dog do the work, actively listen, you know, ask about where they've come from, what they're competing in. But, you know, many heard stories of different things and how the Dog has helped them, but also that they've taken into the sport and the other things that they were going to do with their lives. So, you know, incredibly rewarding, but also quite privileged conversations to have with our folk.
You're hearing from Brigadier Mark Holmes and Ben Johnson, both of Integra Service Dogs. They had a crucial role in the just completed Invictus Games. People might have seen the Service Dogs on site and might have had a few queries themselves about how to get in touch with one. I mean, if people are starting at first base and want to know more and maybe want to get in touch with you. How does that work?
So as a first step, Adam, we'd encourage people just to go to the website. There's an application process on our Integra website, but equally we collaborate with a range of other organisations. So whether it's Assistance Dogs Australia or RSL in South Australia, there are terrific organisations across this country doing similar things. And encourage people, going back to Dan's earlier question, to be active in asking the questions, exploring what help and support may be there. And I think the first step to that is friends and family, with that common phrase becoming understood now, are you okay? You know, opening up a conversation about mental health or how people are travelling. Because from those small little initial conversations, you can then turn to, well, have you thought about or have you explored other support structures like service dogs or other assistance?
It is instructive to the ongoing queries and positive questions you got about the service dogs that they made such a crucial and positive difference to the games overall. Congratulations to you both and to the dogs, most importantly, for the great support they gave to so many people. Thank you for coming by breakfast today.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you, Adam.
Yeah, many, many thanks. And Adam, we're right out of time. It's time for you to have a chat on mornings. Right now it's 9 o'clock. Let's check in with the news with Susan McDonald here on ABC Radio Canberra.